In Venice, the Gulf Coast Community Foundation has awarded Jewish Family and Children's Services of Sarasota Manatee a grant of $300,000 over the next 2 years to assist families experiencing negative effects from military service in Afghanistan and Iraq. Research shows that one in every five veterans who has served in either of those countries suffers from depression or a stress disorder. Rose Chapman is the president and CEO of JFCS, the Jewish Family and Children's Service. She told WMNF about what the grant will be able to do to help out returning vets.
It's going to have several components to it. Of course, the first component is going to involve counseling, post-traumatic stress disorder issues that veterans are coming home with. It's going to involve counseling not just for the veterans, but also for the families, because families are also readjusting back to their loved one who comes home, and it may not be the same person that left. So the families will need some help as well in that new adjustment. So counseling will be a number one priority. The second one is also very often veterans come home and they don't have the jobs they had any longer, so they may be without work and have financial difficulties, or families may have gotten involved in homes with the whole bubble and homes that had adjustment issues in terms of the interest rate, and now they can't afford what they thought they could afford. So we will work with them both with intensive case management and with financial assistance to help them not lose their homes, to find a job, to have utilities assistance, food, whatever it is the family needs financially for a couple of months to figure out how to help them get back on their feet. So that's the second component. The third component is we are going to have volunteers, mentors, who have also been in previous wars. We're getting a lot of people who have been in the Korean War or Vietnam War who have come forth and say, I'd like to be a mentor, a volunteer, and do some hand-holding so that when these young men come home, we've been there, we've done that, we know how it feels. When they need a call late in the evening and no one's available, I'll be there so they can call me and just chat. So it's going to be another support system.
How will you go about, you know, outreach and making sure that these services will be available from your organization?
We have been going already to the various community networks where the veterans have approached. Veterans Hospital in Tampa, we've been visiting Helping Hands, who has a connection with the veterans as well. And we already have several previous veterans who have engaged with us who are involved in these networking types of communities. Also, the county and the city have a veterans assistance program, so we've been in touch with them and working with them. So we're going to be doing a great deal of marketing over the next few months to make sure that the word gets out.